Session 3 Hebrew reading begins on page 30. If you'd ask this letter, if it's the smallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet, it would answer with a resounding yes. This letter is the Y sound. Let's apply it, line 1. Yo, ya, ye, yay, ye, yo, yo, you, ye. Let's do some more practice, line 2. Yo, mar, ye, led, yo, shave. Ye, ru, sha, la, yim. Ye, hu, da, ha, ya. Line 13. Al Yovad Yisrael. Line 14. Ha Omrim Shema Yisrael. Line 16. Sim Shalom Al Yisrael. Let's move on to page 31. We've seen this character before, but it was being used as part of the vowel system. Now we're being introduced to it as a V sound. And one of the great tricks is going to be able to tell by context clues whether it's functioning as its own letter or as a vowel servicing the letter before it. Let's practice line 1. V, va, va, ve, ve, vi. V, vo, vo, vai. Moving back to the third character on that line, where this letter just has a dot on top of it, some people in a practice session would pronounce it vo, others in a practice session would pronounce it o. Either one is correct because it doesn't have the context clues of being part of a word. Line 2. Levi, vi, hu, da. Va, ye, hi. Va, yo, mer, ve, hu, ve, hi, va, ed. Let's drop down to line 9. Va, yish, bos. Ba, Yom Ha-Shi-Vi-E. And finally, line 10. Vi-Hu Ha-Ya. Vi-Hu Ho-Ve. Vi-Hu Yihyeh. That last word we did is a tough one to know exactly the sensitivity. Let's do it again. Yihyeh. Let's turn the page. Page 32. We're introduced to the N sound, as in noon. And we've mentioned this as a look-alike to the G sound. The G has a galloping leg appearance on the bottom, but the N sound is nice and neat on its bottom. Also on this page, we're introduced to the final N sound, where that bottom leg kind of operates on a hinge and gets extended downward for a very long leg. And that's the way it appears when we want the N sound at the end of a word. Let's practice with line one. No, na, ne, ne, ni, ni, no, no, nu, nu. Line two. No, san. No, sane. Bane. No. Amen. Oh, no. Don't. Line 7. It is actually two lines. We'll do them straight. Line 7. Shim own. Oh, no. Elohim nosan es ha-Torah le-Moshe. Page 33 is great for practice. Take a moment to read the introduction at the top of the page, and then let's begin. Line 1. Gadol Adonai Umehulal Meod. Line 3. Ye Hallelu es Shem Adonai. Line 9. Vayomer Elav Ani Adonai. Line 10. Vayomer Adonai. Ra'o. Ra'isi. Es. Oni. Ami. And finally, line 11. Ano Adonai Hoshi'a No. Page 34 has a lot of practice. Let's do line 9. We'll go straight because this is the statement of Kiddush, and we'll just do one line after another. V'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-shabos la'asos es ha-shabos lidorosam biris olam. Line 12. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Os hi le olam. Okay, we are nearing the end of session 3. We have 2 more letters. Page 35. This is a look-alike to the final M sound. The way to differentiate is that it's somewhat circular on its bottom, and it has the S sound, circular on the bottom, S sound. Let's apply it in line 1. So, sa, se, say, see, so, sue. Let's practice some words. Line 4. Sus, susim, sod, sodos, sisu, mas, misim, sov. Line 9. Lasov sidur. Gam lasovo sidur. Our final letter for the session, page 36, is a little zigzaggy in its body. It's the letter Z, the letter Z sound. Let's apply it line 1. Zo, za, ze, 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 zi, zi, zo, zos, zoo. Line 13. Ha mo re sha'al ma zos. Line 14. Yo si ana zos me Zu za. Page 37 has a great opportunity for review. Let's do a drop. Line 2. Esa einai el he Horim. Line 3. Me'ayin yavo ezri. Line 4. Ezri me'im Adonai. This concludes session 3 of the Hebrew reading course.